kind of customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Have a number.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yes, we received a package in the mail today. It's addressed to us, but we did not order it. So I don't know if it has the wrong shipping address.
All right, can I get your zip code?
94558.
And your first and last name?
Jill Altman. I mean, it's under Philip Altman. It came to Philip Altman.
And can you verify the shipping address?
2175 Camminson Street, Napa, California.
All right, I see you have the headlamp and,
yeah,
and the flashlight as well.
Correct. A headlamp, and I don't know if this other thing came. It says sports mini HD DB.
Yeah, it doesn't show that on here.
Okay, so that must have come from somebody else.
All right, and you said, you were calling about.
Was came to us in the mail, but we didn't order it. So, do you show? I have the packing slip here, and it has a username email on it, but it's not us. So, I don't know why it was shipped here and hopefully not charged to any credit card we have.
So, what didn't you order? Because it says that a headlamp and flashlight was ordered. You paid the shipping and handling for it, which was $6.95 for the headlamp and the flashlight. And
I didn't get a flashlight here.
Yeah, because that shipping and handling was declined. So it only has the shipping and handling for the headlamp, and when you pay that, it came with a membership to an online gadget store. Which in the membership is $64.99, which it also declined. But I canceled the membership for you.
We didn't order anything. We didn't do any of this. We didn't order a headlamp, nothing.
Well, do you know who may have ordered it in you guys'
It's only my husband and I that are here.
I mean, it does have all his information in here.
It has his information?
Yes, ma'am.
Where was it charged to?
It was charged to a card ending in 5223.
5223? Do you have a card ending 5223? So is that the only order you show?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not your card? None of your cards. So, yeah, 5223. So, how much was charged on that card?
Only thing was charged that went through is the $6. Hold on. What's the $6.95?
$6.95, because the other one was declined.
Yes, ma'am.
So the email address that you have on there, is this Olga person? Olga?
Olga Arietta,
yeah.
316@protonmail.com.
Yeah, that's not us at all. It's not anywhere close to our emails. I guess we can just send it back. Whoever's doing this is not us.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Everything is canceled, so it won't be trying to charge you for anything else.
Okay. And so this other thing, I guess we need to figure out who sent us the other. Because you don't show a mini DV, sports HD DV.
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, so the $6.95, but that was charged to 5223.
Correct.
And that's, I don't think, is that your card?
No, not the Alaska.
It's none of our credit cards, so that's really strange.
$6.95 for both of these things.
They didn't order this one from them.
Oh, that came from somewhere.
So, okay. Yeah, different addresses though. Okay, so whoever is charged the $6.95, they will. Maybe I'll try sending something to that email address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.